Welcome to the CDI CTO podcast presented by CDI Studios.
Hello and welcome to the CDI CTO podcast. My name is Will Huber. I'm the CTO at CDI. And today we have a guest with us from one of our most strategic partners, happens to be ServiceNow. So we have with us Mr. Tom Hannigan, who is the Senior Vice President of US Commercial. Tom, welcome.
Hey, well, thank you. Appreciate the invite today. Really excited to talk to you.
Anytime. Cool. So Tom, where are you coming to us from?
Yeah, so I'm in our Waltham office up here. It's one of our hubs in Boston today.
Awesome. I understand you're a Boston guy, right? A big Boston sports fan. I think you're a New England Patriots season ticket holder, right?
A little bit. I like the Patriots. I kind of like them all, right?
Yeah. But are you a bigger Patriots fan or Tom Brady fan?
Ooh, tough question. But I'm going to have to go with the home team. You have to stick with the home team, Patriot fan.
Right? I'm sure you've been following him, though, for sure.
Long time.
Cool. So Tom, I mean, listen, you've been a long time, supporter of CDI, not just at ServiceNow, but in prior roles. So why don't you give us a little bit of your history in terms of how you, maybe a little bit about what you did before joining ServiceNow, and then we'll get to the ServiceNow days.
Sure. It's a great point because I've been either a friend or a business partner with CDI for over 30 years. Right. So I believe so strongly in your company. They've been an unbelievable partner to me. If you kind of go back to the beginning of my sales career, I started at EMC. I spent 23 years at EMC, ranging all the way from inside sales, right, to a rep, to an inside rep, to an outside rep, to managing multiple teams, to running, the commercial business for the East Coast at some point. So obviously, when I was running the commercial business at the end of my career at EMC, I became really involved with CDI. I've been friends with Vince and team for a long time and depended on you big time there. And then as I transitioned my career to ServiceNow, which I'm just ending my eighth year, when I moved to ServiceNow, the goal was to build out the commercial business unit. The company was small enough, believe it or not, where they didn't have any segmentation at that point. So they asked me to come in with a group of people to start that business. And one of my first calls, once I got in the seat and realized that the ecosystem around ServiceNow, wasn't large enough, needed a new brand of partner. We needed lots of things, but partners and people that could deliver on our software was really important. One of my first calls was to you folks to see how we could make a business relationship work.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, I remember those days. So I joined, I think, a little bit into some of those original conversations. I think there was a California trip in there somewhere, right? Where I was Vince and some others went out to California with you to hear all about what this ServiceNow thing is.
No, it's a great story. And once again, it's Rich and Vince have been an unbelievable partners. But Vince was good enough to join one of our, what we call Shark Camps. And Shark Camps is basically what our new hires go into to get indoctrinated into ServiceNow. And our goal was, hey, just let's take a look from the ground level up of how we run our business and how a rep would enter into our business and how we sell. And let's see how we can, make this work and turn you folks into a partner. So Vince went in and invested a week of his time and knock on wood, great things happened ever since that.
Well, I'll say it was a week well spent. ServiceNow has become a tremendous business partner of ours. I think one of our largest consulting products, right? When we look at our services business, we've got a lot of exciting things we could talk about in terms of our service delivery capabilities there. So we're glad that that you gave us that call and that he made the trip for sure.
Vice versa.
So, tell me a little bit about, what is your favorite thing about working at ServiceNow? What is it that drew you to them? And what is it that's keeping you there right now?
Yeah, great question. So coming here, I really wanted to kind of change my career in the world of SaaS, because I believe that SaaS was going to be the future technology to where the world was going, kind of where the puck was going. So ServiceNow kind of fit into that bucket. But what I really liked was the size of it and the ability to grow. What a lot of people didn't know, or what I barely knew 8 years ago, was that it was a platform, right? And everyone knows ServiceNow as the ITSM or the help desk ticketing tool. What I learned early in the interview process was that is just a small piece of what we do. and that the platform was going to be the accelerator, not only accelerated to the business, but to our customers and then to anyone that worked at ServiceNow, because it was going to establish a place that we could grow so rapidly against.
No, I mean, speaking of growth, I would use the term hyper growth, right? You joined a company at a time when there was no segmentation. And now, right, I think, what are you, a $6 billion company now, right? In terms of revenue, probably more than that now at this stage.
Yeah.
What do you think it is that, what do you attribute the hyper growth to?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. So just so people can put it in perspective. So I've been here 8 years. When I joined here, there was just about 1,000 employees. Today, there's over 20,000. Right. So think of that at scale, right? When I joined here, there was probably 1,000 customers. Now there's 15,000 customers. But think about this, 15,000 isn't really that much in a world of what some other ER partners do. So the amount of opportunity is there. But then from revenue, we were just about 400 million and now we're 6 billion. But that 6 billion is net new ACV. Well, our CACV or our real value under that is way north of that, right? Total contract values is up towards 20 billion and going. So, and what makes that happen is kind of originally to what I talked about is we're not a one product company. We are a platform, and a platform that can help in every major silo of a business, right? And it's usually the IT people figure it out first. And you know what workflow engine. So what a workflow engine does is it automates, right, and drives cost out of a business. And so our ability to go do that across multiple silos in a business and make that very repeatable has been very, really, very, very interesting to our customers and people, especially in when we're starting to get some headwinds into the economy. It becomes a place where people still want to invest because digital transformation, you know, ServiceNow is kind of a perfect engine to help accelerate digital transformation and do it in a form that makes sense from a dollars and cents perspective.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, maybe switching gears a little bit. So I was doing some research on you, and I read something about it. Something you call what is your North Star? You have a North Star to your sort of leadership style, and can you talk about what that is?
Yeah. So hey, it's all about the people, number one, right? That makes the world go around. When you surround yourself with great people, great things happen. And ServiceNow, we've been really lucky that we have attracted unbelievable talent. But I think the other thing that was brought to the table, and it was from our founder, Fred Luddy. If anyone's ever met Fred Luddy or watch him speak, he is probably the most humble person that you've ever met. But ServiceNow has done this unique thing. It's kind of, I came from EMC where it was a very hungry culture, right? Which I think is best in the business type of stuff. But ServiceNow was able to take the hungry and put the humble together. And I think that really creates something that's really lasting. I think that's something that our customers very much appreciate. And I think when you're an employee, it's something that, you know, who can ask for more? If people are treating you with respect and you have a lot of opportunity, and if you work hard, great things happen.
Love it. So be hungry, but stay humble.
Correct.
Right. Love it. Cool. So what do you think it is about ServiceNow? You know, it's evolved over the years, right? I think people know ServiceNow as sort of the ITSM system, but it, like you said, it's a lot more than that. If you look at the little wheel graphic, and maybe we can put that up on the screen here in our edit of this. It's a lot more than that, right? So how do you change the perception of just being an ITSM tool and unlock the power of the entire platform for all the other use cases that it can deliver?
Yeah, and it's a great point. And that's, you know, if I think about, you know, what our job is or what keeps me up at night is making sure that my team and my partner ecosystem can help deliver that message, right? That we're a full platform to our customers and prospects. And the goodness is we have a platform. The tough part about it is when you're explaining that to the C-suite, you have to make sure that a CIO can understand how we can do that in technology, how a CFO can adapt that in finance, how an HR leader can adopt that and take care of their people, right? For employee experience. So they're all very different conversations, but at the end of the day, they're looking to automate workflow across the engine that can go across the enterprise that the whole the whole company can kind of harness. So that's the key to the conversation. The key to the conversation is taking what we've done so well in the IT space and deliver that same message in the same in the right language to the HR people, to the finance people, the facility people, so on and so on.
Yeah, we love the, there's a quote, I think it was Bill that shared it, that said, behind every great customer experience is a great workflow, right? I think it was him that said that. And that's been something that we take to heart at CDI, you know, with our ServiceNow relationship, of course. But you talked a lot about integrations, right? And the ability to automate process end to end, which oftentimes requires being able to tie into other systems and other processes and other groups of people. So talk about, elaborate on some of those integrations and ServiceNow's position on integrating with other technologies or other systems that are in that environment.
Right. Well, you nailed it. And this is the conversation that it is critical for everyone to understand. So ServiceNow is a platform of action, right? We are not the defining SAP, you know, where all the data is stored or ran against, or Salesforce for CRM, or Oracle for financials, right? Those systems of record are, we don't want to mess with at all. They are really good at what they do, right? They were implemented many, many years ago, and they serve a purpose for that company. But what we found in the digital transformation of the world is those silos of applications, right? They're not great at talking to each other and unleashing the data and moving the data from silo to silo. ServiceNow is that perfect platform that goes below that and allows you to do something like, I'll give an example. When you onboard a new employee, right? When that employee comes on, that they not only need their laptop, so their Workday system needs to talk to IT, and someone has to kick off that workflow. They also need a security clearance, so that needs to go to your CISO, right? They also need to know where they're going to go sit in your facilities management, whatever application runs that. ServiceNow can go across all those BUs and make sure those workflows are happening. Today, that's done manually, if not at all, right? And every time that we do that, we are creating less work. And that's kind of our message to our customer, allowing us to kind of be that platform of action and make all the applications that you have today work seamlessly together.
That's great. I mean, I think one of the things that we really try to do is help be sort of that connective tissue to, you know, obviously we're a ServiceNow partner. We care deeply about, you know, adopting ServiceNow technology, but for a customer really to be successful in doing that, they have to be able to integrate into these other systems, right? In order, like you just described in your onboarding workflow. So let's talk about the channel a little bit and the strategy around channel partners and their importance to the success of ServiceNow and delivering value that ServiceNow can bring to customers.
Sure. I think it's real simple. The ecosystem is not large enough today. And I'll give you perspective. I'll just talk about my commercial business. The commercial business in the United States today is about, we have about 3,000 customers, right? It's about a $750 million business, and it will do about $200 million in net new ACV in a following year, right? So by the end of next year, that's a $1 billion business. But think about that. We have 3,000 customers. They're innovating. And a typical customer that lands with ServiceNow, let's say they land a deal, that CDI lands a deal with a new customer and lands at 250. A typical ServiceNow customer grows by 50% over the next 2 years, right? So that will take that, you know, so the amount of business that our customers are demanding from us is just massive. And we need, ServiceNow has a, you know, our methodology is we do not have a professional services organization, a very small one, maybe 2-5% of the overall professional services done by ServiceNow employees. Everything else is done in the ecosystem. That is why we need partners like you to deliver on it. Not only do we need to take care of our customer base, right? It's something that I really rely on CDI for. there is a massive, there's a massive suspects and prospects of new customers out there we have to deliver this message to, and we need to land those new logos. And I, you know, I think CDI fits in that perfect combination. You're one of the key organizations that can deliver on both. And the opportunity that goes along with that is massive. There is not enough people in our partners within ServiceNow or even in our customer base that can do enough of the work that is out there today. When I talk to CIOs all the time of our customer base, I say, what's your biggest problem with ServiceNow is their backlog of business, the backlog of stuff that they have in the queue that they have no one there to do the work before, right? And as someone that sells software for a living, right, that drives me a little bit crazy, right? Because we want to make sure that they're using the software and getting value out of it so they can continue to buy more.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and we have aligned interests there, right? We care very deeply about successful deployments of ServiceNow technology so that customers can realize the value. And what do customers that see value in the software do? They buy more software, right, at the end of the day, right? So that's where you start to see that growth. Let's look ahead a little bit. I mean, you know, where is it that you think that ServiceNow will be investing, right, in the next, 18, 24 months?
Yeah. Another great question. So we are fully committed to the platform, right? And another cool thing about ServiceNow is, we've grown to $6 billion, to your point, without really buying any other companies. Everything is born and bred off our platform. We develop it ourselves, which is a huge advantage to us and to our customers and moving forward because everything's based on the platform. But what we think is, as we move across the BUs, we need to verticalize our message because obviously financial services has a different way of looking at the business than manufacturing. And we think that if we can learn and speak to our customer in their language within my example of financial services, if we can understand how they, the BUs within that financial services companies want to digitize their business, we'll be able to add workflows into their business that focus on like in financial services, loan origination, right? How do we go in their business and fix that problem? How do we digitize that for them? And then how do we develop SKUs that focus on that so we can drive the business outcomes that they need within that individual BU? And if you take that and extrapolate it across all the key verticals, telco, manufacturing, I already talked about financial services, healthcare, and we speak to them in their language, we think we could break down those silos within those companies and have much stronger conversations where people can adapt the platform much faster.
Yeah, I love that strategy. I mean, I think that, at some level, right, we're all the same in terms of like IT and technology and a lot of like back office functions, right? We all have similar needs, a lot of those industries that you just mentioned, but getting closer to their specific industry niche or their specific use case or their workflow or their customer provides you tremendous opportunities to deliver a lot more value.
Correct. And once again, if we can make a SKU that fits their particular problem, it will give them the ability to scale much faster.
Well, Tom, any last comments, closing words, anything you want to discuss or anywhere you want to direct anybody to learn more about ServiceNow?
Yeah, all I'd say is, our sales reps and our alliance partners and our partner management system within ServiceNow, we appreciate the work that you're doing every day. What I'd like you to take away from this time today is there is so much opportunity out there and you folks play such a massive role in that. We need you more than ever, right? We're going to continue growing at that north of 20 to 30% per year, and we will not be able to do without you. So please, I guess I'd reverse thing. You tell us what you need, and we'll be there to help you accelerate your business.
Well, awesome. Tom, hey, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate you being a friendly of CDI, a big supporter of us over the years, prior to ServiceNow and with ServiceNow as well. You've been a great partner of ours. We really appreciate it, and we hope to have you back sometime soon.
Well, no, thanks a lot, and good luck with everyone in Q4. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
The CDI CTO podcast is brought to you by CDI, hosted by Will Huber and produced by Alyssa Hall and Spencer Grogan. To learn more about CDI, you can visit cdillc.com. The CDI CTO podcast is a production of CDI Studios.